Morning, everybody. It's good to see all of you again. This morning I wanted to, why don't we pray first? Anybody have any prayer requests this morning? Pray for those that are not able to be here today, those that are traveling. And okay, let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this beautiful day you gave us again. And thank you for your blessings and for your goodness to us. And thank you for health and healing that you keep giving us and brethren and family that can help keep us feeling good and happy and bless the brethren that can't be here today, those that are traveling and those that are far away, those brethren in Mexico and Colombia and Edgar's family in Guatemala, pray for them too. And thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. So I wanted to talk a little bit about fearing God, that idea. I remember thinking, when I was younger, just thinking, I remember one thing when lying in my bed at night and looking out the window and just imagining, what if I would see an angel out there or something? And that would just, it kind of just scared me. And I thought, well, is that the fear of God? But no, that's not what it is. Here, in the Bible, it's amazing how many times it talks about the fear of God. In Job, Job verse chapter 1, it says, there was a man in the land of Alstis whose name was Job. That man was true, blameless, and righteous, and God-fearing, and he was abstained from every evil thing. It's a God-fearing man. And then 4, verse 6. Is not your fear your hope? And the integrity of your way of life changed into folly? Can you remember anyone pure who has perished, or true people who were altogether uprooted? There's just so many times here where there were times when his friends accused him and were against him, but he was just faithful and just knew, feared God so much that he knew that that God had a bigger plan for him, and he didn't just get discouraged because everything seemed to be going against him. He just stayed faithful. And then Ecclesiastes, the idea of fearing God is to have a deep respect and reverence to him rather than being afraid of him. It's just understanding that he is an all-powerful God, that all-knowing and over, just so great that he needs all of us, all of our lives. We need to be living completely for him. And then Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. For God will bring every work into judgment, including everything that has been overlooked, whether it be good or evil. And like Proverbs also says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And wisdom is a good beginning to, or fearing God brings wisdom, and also the other way around. When we fear God, or when we have wisdom, then we fear God. That was about all I had, I guess. I could have been more prepared, but that's just something that I was thinking about, how fearing God is something we can't just live our lives and forget about. I see myself too sometimes just forgetting about, you know, just worried about material things and things here on this world, but the real focus needs to be on pleasing the Lord and doing what's right. So.